Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Devin, John Scott. Good to see you.
Here we are.
Just curious what your thoughts are with the addition of Zach Moss, another guy in the backfield. I know you lost Frank, and now they're inserting a younger guy, and kind of you're the veteran and lead of that room. Just your thoughts when the team drafted Zach Moss.
Yeah, man, just adding another piece to the puzzle, you know what we're trying to do this year. We know what our mission is. So I feel like that's a big piece to the puzzle. And, I feel like it's going to work fine. Two South Florida guys. So we should see how it play out.
Just a follow-up. Frank started the season a year ago as the lead back, and you assumed that role as the season went along. Are you ready to assume that responsibility for the entire season? Is that something you're looking to embrace?
Of course, you know, if that's what it comes to, I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever, you know, just taking it day by day right now. But, you know, if that's what it is, then I'm ready.
Thanks.
Mortar Singletary, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports 1080, man. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, now that the training wheels are off and with all the new additions that was brought in this offseason, what are some of the steps in making this offensive leap?
First, you know, just kind of getting to know each other, what we're doing now, taking it day by day, kind of building that chemistry. And I feel like there's no limits for us.
Absolutely. Well, hey, man, we wish you nothing but the best and good luck this year.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Devin, Mike Catalano in Rochester. You mentioned Frank Gore. How much do you miss him? And how often do you still communicate with Frank?
We definitely still talk time to time. Of course, I'm going to miss Frank. You know, that's my OG. But, you know, like I said, we still talk time to time. So, yo, that's what it is.
Did he put you in a position, do you think, almost like a coach? I mean, obviously, he's still playing. But to take this step this year, to be the number one guy, to be more of the lead back than the guy helping out Frank as you started out last year?
Of course, I would say so. I learned a lot from him, you know, just from talking with him, just from being around him, just from watching him. So, I feel like I'm ready. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Devin, good to see you. You said that you don't feel like you're in a position to opt out, so you'll play this season. Just want to know what your thoughts are on the protocols in place. Just going to the facility now, it must look quite different. So what do you think about getting tested multiple times, just how everything is laid out to make sure you guys are super safe in everything you do?
Yeah, it's definitely different times right now. But I feel like it's for the best, you know. Just everything that we got going on, I feel safe, you know, testing every day. That's just what comes with it right now. So, like I said, with the times that we're in. So, you know, I don't have no problem with it. And like I said, they're doing a great job at keeping us safe right now.
Cool. Thanks, Devin.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Devin. Jay Skirsky with the Buffalo News. Good to see you. I think last year your high was 21 carries in a game. Just what is your confidence level, if need be, that you can handle the ball 25, 30 times in terms of carries in a game, if that's what they need this season?
You know, I'm definitely confident. That's what it comes to. Like I said, I just got to be ready. Feel like I'm ready. We just got to see how this year plays out, see what it comes to.
Is that something, you know, is that work, you know, is that workload kind of what you expect? I mean, do you want to take on more carries this year, or are you kind of feeling that out as you go, I guess?
Right. It's still day to day right now. Really don't know what to expect, you know, so just really got to take it day by day. But like I said, be ready for whatever.
Thanks.
Hey, Devin, Josh Reed, good to see you again. Good to see you're healthy and doing well. You had a chance probably to see Stephon Diggs now, Josh Allen working on the field together. What does that kind of passing game, how does that open up things for a running game?
It could definitely open up, you know, a lot. You know, they got to respect even more of the passing game now this year. We got a lot of threats out there. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be opening up. But like I said, it's still day to day. But it has been fun, you know, to see those guys out there, you know, working, building chemistry. It's definitely been fun.
Quick follow-up on that. Diggs, just getting to see him in person now a few times. Is he as advertised?
Oh, yeah. He's a beast. He's definitely a beast, man, all the way.
Thanks, Devin. Mm-hmm.
Yes, good morning, Devin. George Radney, Challenger Community News. Buffalo, we cover all largest weekly African-American newspaper in all of Western New York. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Two questions for you. One, do you feel more comfortable possibly being a feature back in the sense of being the ball being thrown to you coming out of the backfield where getting you into space automatically where you can then do your thing and be able to make more moves by already creating space against the defense? And number two, how's the training camp going this year where you have guys now coming in where you don't have the OTAs? You may have guys coming in not totally in shape as they normally would be at this time of the year. How is it working with everybody to get everybody up to possibly being at their peak performance level by time you put the pads on and especially by time you open the season in September?
Right. You know, I feel comfortable with whatever they want me to do, whatever they need me to do, man. So I'm definitely confident in whatever area. And as far as training camp, man, it's been good. You know, taking it day by day. They got a good program set up for, you know, for everyone to get, you know, get right, get ready for the pads. So, you know, right now we're kind of in phase one. So for the most part, everyone's looking good, man. Everybody's in shape for the most part. Don't really see no one, you know, really bad or out of shape or whatever. So, you know, I'm just ready to see how it plays out, to be honest. It's going to be a very exciting season, to be honest. So, I'm ready.
All right. Thank you very much. Take care.
Oh, yeah. You too.
Go ahead, Sal.
Yeah. Am I on? Yeah, there we go. Sorry, Devin. Hey, look, when you looked back at your season, your rookie season, you know, you watched the film and, you know, how you played last year. Can you give us a little bit of a, you know, how did you grade yourself? What did you look at and say, I need to do this better or that better? Just kind of give us your evaluation of your performance.
Man, to be honest, I felt like I need to do everything better. You know, year to year, that's what it's about. You always want to be better all the way around than you was the year before. So I would say everything. I got to be better at pass blocking, catching the ball out of the field, you know, making my reads, whatever it may be. I got to be better at all that. There's always room for improvement. So I really went back and looked at everything as far as that. So that's my goal this year is be better than I was last year and help the team win in any way that I can.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, Devin, it's Marcel from ESPN. How you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Good. You know, looking back, it looked like you spent a lot of time in Florida, which was one of the hardest states hit by this COVID-19 pandemic. Right. How did the limitations of where you could be and where you could go, how did that affect your offseason personally?
Right. I mean, it affected a little bit, but not major. I mean, it's easy to find work. It's plenty fields out there where you can be away from people, you know what I'm saying, to find work. So I would say it wasn't too hard to find work and be able to get work in. And, you know, I had a great team with me down, you know, back at Florida to help me out with that. So I was still able to get great work in.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, Motor, Chris Brown here. Thanks for the time, man. Good to see you. When we had the opportunity to talk to both Josh and Coach Dable through the course of the offseason here, your name and Dawson's name came up real quick out of their mouths in terms of what they are expecting from you guys in terms of your leap from year one to year two and your contributions to this offense, knowing that a lot of players make their greatest improvement from year one to year two, knowing that you've got a guy like Josh and a coach like Dable kind of counting on you guys all the more, how does it grab you and what kind of responsibility, added responsibility, do you feel that gives you in terms of what you got to do on the field this year?
None. That's the mindset already. You know, that's the mindset I feel like for all of us going into year two. Like I said before, you always want to be better than you was the year before. So, you know, just keeping your foot on the gas pedal, whatever it may be that you need to be better at, we're working on that. So we're definitely ready for year two to take that leap.
Is there a part of you, though, that almost likes to hear that there are people counting on you more now in your second year than maybe as a rookie when they really didn't know what to expect yet?
Right. I mean, I guess you could say that. I mean, you always wanted to be counted on. That's a part of the game. You got to be accountable out there. So, like I said, man, I'm confident and ready for whatever they need me to do.
Thanks, Dev.
Hey, Devin, Thad Brown and Rochester, man. Thanks for doing this. I'm wanting to get your first impressions of Zach Moss and how well you guys have meshed so far.
Yeah, man, Zach's been good, man. He's picking up the playbook fast, you know, and like I said, we're two South Florida guys, so I feel like we've been meshing good, been chopping it up, you know, been picking each other's brains, you know, we're ready to go, ready to make things happen this year.
Are those – we saw a picture of Zach, I guess, for the Bills put it out with – he has what looks like the biggest quads I've ever seen in my life. Are those things real?
Oh, yeah, they real. He definitely a beast. He built up good, man, for sure.
Do you see similarities between him and you in terms of some of the running style, in terms of the elusiveness?
I would say so. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he's very powerful. He definitely can make you miss. And he going to make plays. He can catch out of the backfield. He can do it all.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.